local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A named storm in the Atlantic, subtropical storm, though. We'll get details. There's nothing threatening us right now. Get details from Dr. Bill coming up around 7:35. Also, the top stories out of Washington, Montgomery, and right here at home, all straight ahead. First, let's catch traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Jeff Hamilton and Dawes Road. They've got an accident without injuries. Moving one into a parking lot off of Schillinger and Highway 98 this morning. His traffic flow looks good so far with no new wrecks in the roadways. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southern Pro Truck Nationals with Pro Truck, Sportsman, and Pure Stocks, and still only $10 at the gate. Saturday night, gates open at 5, racing at 7. See them on Facebook and at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows close to 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. So Dalton told you yesterday, where you and I were talking, was it on air or off air? We're talking about Holzhauer being back.
Yeah, I think that might have been off the air, and off-air conversation.
We have pretty much, you'll hear the same conversations. Sometimes the mics are on, sometimes they're not, so we get lost in what conversations we had. But Holzhauer, so he is the professional gambler out of Vegas who has just been dominant on Jeopardy.
Yeah, he's turned the world of Jeopardy on its head. People that have watched Jeopardy since it started are like, who is this guy and why is he ruining my game? But he's just so dominant that he wins every game, and he wins by tens of thousands of dollars. And he did it again last night. 23rd consecutive win.
And he's getting a couple things. Like on the soft side of the story here, he's such a big deal that I basically was told that I had a limited time to speak to my mother last night. I grew up in a Jeopardy household, right? We watched a lot of Jeopardy. My parents continued to do that. I called last night to check in with mom and dad on something, and they said, Jeopardy's on. But it was during a break there, and she said, I can talk, but you have a very limited time, Sean, because he's coming back on. She went through the whole thing. She said, well, it was Teacher's Week last week, and he's been off, but he's back on now. So basically, make it fast, Sonny, because we're going to get back to watching this guy. So there's the soft side. Mom, you know, my mother loves him. Is a big fan of him. We're watching him win.
Because there's a lot of anti-Holzhauer.
That's what I want to get to. And the anti-Holzhauer is that people are mad that he's using a technique, the way he bets,
right?
That, you know, in Jeopardy, that he bets, you know, goes for the gusto here, doesn't do there. People are mad about that. That's he's playing the game within the rules.
Yeah, he is. He's not breaking any rules. He's got the fastest thumbs of anyone that's played Jeopardy. He's able to buzz in before anyone
else.
Now,
we may have to have the thumbs tested to make sure they're not like robotic, but yes.
But he always rings in first. He knows probably 97% of the answers to everything that's on the board. And so he only answers when he knows for the most part. And then when he gets a daily double early in the game, he just risks everything that he has. If he has $5,000, he's putting $5,000 on it. If he has $10,000, he's putting... So he racks
by
up
a formula, right? That he knows. I mean, there's certain statistics. He's using statistics.
Yeah, he's winning.
That's okay. That's called playing the game.
He's winning the game before Final Jeopardy, and he's bouncing around the board. You know, he'll start with $1,000 there in that first round, or however high it goes up in that first round. And, he's just dominated. You know, he's almost caught Ken Jennings, who is the all-time Jeopardy best of all time. He won 74 games in a row, which is the longest game streak that anyone's ever had, and he won $2.5 million. Well, Holzhauer just won his 23rd consecutive game, and he's only $750,000 away from $2.5 million. So he is winning more money. I think he's got the top 13 daily scores in Jeopardy history.
So therefore, people hate him.
Yeah.
There's a world of people out there because this guy's success. Listen, if this guy was doing something that was against the rules, number one, Jeopardy would have booed him. Number two, I'd be on your side and say the guy's cheating. He's not cheating. He's just playing the game.
Yeah. Last night he won another $90,000. And, you know, the word is that he is putting some hurting to the Jeopardy stash, wherever they stash all that cash. They set so much aside for winners each year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they expected someone to come in and win almost $2 million in 3 weeks of gameplay.
Hey, nobody ever cries for the casino.
Nope.
Nobody cries for the house, so I'm not going to cry for the Jeopardy folks. But yeah, he's got a... It's funny, the success he's had has led to people online like dogging this guy out. And I'm like... When y'all give me a legitimate reason other than the fact that he's winning to not like him, that's what maybe emblematic of what goes on in this country. I mean,
yeah.
The guy's winning, and so he must be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it also limits the amount of time I can talk to my parents, especially when
they shut you down.
That's right. 712 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Talk about the power of social media and talk about the power of you. As a missing man has been located this morning, the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office took to Twitter, tweeting out the following message. Silver alert cancellation. Mr. Paddle was located safe in Evergreen, Alabama area. Thank you for everyone's assistance. Now, Mr. Paddle was 81-year-old Richard Paddle. He had been missing from his home since Monday. His home's located in Lillian, and there was a silver alert that was issued overnight. But again, great news as Mr. Paddle has been safely located. Here's a question. Could tourism numbers drop for the state of Alabama because of the recently signed abortion ban? Governor Kay Ivey says no. The governor says she does not think the ban will hurt state tourism or industrial recruitment, but the ban does reflect a value for the, quote, sanctity of life when it comes to Alabama residents, because she says people here value it so highly. That statement coming to us, according to the Associated Press, on Monday, the governor made those comments 1 week after she signed the legislation that bans abortions in almost all cases. The governor's answer to any nationwide or statewide criticism? Well, she says the legislature has spoken. The law does not take effect for 6 months, and it is anticipated that it will be blocked by the courts. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A father accused of killing his infant daughter will appear before a judge this morning. Corey Parsons is charged with capital murder. The Mobile County Public School System confirms Parsons worked as a substitute teacher prior to his arrest. Authorities say Parsons' three-month-old baby died from blunt force trauma. A 24-year-old is accused of sending threatening letters from prison. The letters were sent to the Social Security office and U.S. Attorney's office in Pensacola. Noah Stern is serving time for grand theft. He's now facing federal charges as well. A vigil will be held tonight to remember 4-year-old Jean-Paul Leonard. He died 1 week ago today in a fire at his family's home on Myers Road in Pritchard. The vigil begins at 6:30 at High Point Park. Donations for the family will be accepted at the vigil. And funeral arrangements are set for Locksley Mayor Billy Middleton. Visitation is Thursday night from 6 to 8 at Locksley Church of God. The funeral is Friday morning at 10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40.
Franklin's Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Golden State's headed to a fifth straight NBA final. Trenton Watford heading to Baton Rouge. And Reuben Foster heading home with an offseason leg injury that'll end his 2019 football season before it begins. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs last night, Golden State had another comeback victory over Portland, with the Warriors defeating the Blazers in overtime 119-117 and earning a ticket to the NBA Finals for the fifth year in a row.
Let's do this. Let's go back to the top on that one.
Try that one again.
And let's roll the cut.
And let's roll with it.
Lillard gets it. Lillard from the corner for three. Won't go. And that'll do it. The Warriors do it again.
You know, sometimes sounds it's, better it's like as that. Simple as plugging in your computer.
Sounds a lot better like that.
It does. I
vote for the second one.
Golden State heading to the final for the fifth year in a row, like I said earlier, and they're the first team to reach five finals in a row since the Boston Celtics went to 10 in a row from 1957 to 1966. Last night, the Warriors completed the 4-0 series sweep by coming back from a double-digit second-half deficit for the third game in a row, and three of the Warriors' top six players were out on Monday as Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins continued to recover from leg injuries, and Andre Iguodala sat out with a left calf injury. Two-time MVP Steph Curry finished with a triple-double. He racked up 37 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. And Draymond Green also had a triple-double, his second in a row, with 18 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists, including this three-pointer with 40 seconds left in overtime that put the Warriors up by four.
Draymond Green tries a three. It's good! Draymond Green drills the three! And Golden State goes up by four. Timeout, Portland.
Now the Warriors have to wait until May 30th before they hit the court for their next game. That's when game one for the finals is scheduled. They'll play either Milwaukee or Toronto out of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee currently leads that series 2-1, with game four in Toronto set for tonight at 7:30. In college basketball news, Mountain Brook High School star player Trenton Watford announced his decision to play college ball with the LSU Tigers next season. The five-star recruit chose the Tigers over Alabama, Indiana, and Memphis. In Watford's senior season, he averaged 24 points, 12 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2 steals, and 2.5 blocks per game as he led Mountain Brook to a third straight Alabama Class 7A state title. In NFL news, new Washington linebacker Reuben Foster will have to wait a while to make his Redskins debut. The former Alabama and San Francisco linebacker suffered an apparent leg injury yesterday during organized team activities, aka OTAs. Foster was carted off the field with a brace on his knee. NFL Network later reported that Foster did tear his ACL along with additional damage in the knee, likely ending his 2019 season before it even begins. Here's head coach Jay Gruden reacting to the news.
Like I said, we got to get all the tests back, but he's very upset about it. There's not a lot of talk going on. He was pretty hurt.
Washington claimed Foster off of waivers at the end of last season after he was released by the 49ers following a domestic violence arrest in November. Those charges against Foster were dropped in January, with the state attorney's office citing a lack of sufficient evidence. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced yesterday that they are releasing longtime Tampa defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. The 6-time Pro Bowler wanted a new contract from the team, as his deal has 3 years remaining with no money guaranteed. The Buccaneers reportedly tried and failed to trade McCoy before they released him. In 9 seasons with the Bucks, McCoy had 54.5 sacks, 296 tackles, 79 of those tackles for a loss, and 140 quarterback hits. In minor league baseball yesterday, the Mobile Bay Bears fell to Pensacola 4-2, their seventh loss in 10 games. The Bay Bears get tonight off before they begin a five-game homestand against Biloxi on Wednesday night. In the major leagues, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit two home runs, and the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1. The New York Mets snapped a five-game losing streak with a 5-3 win over Washington. Philadelphia beat the Chicago Cubs 5-4 in 10 innings, with catcher JT Realmuto hitting the game-winning homer in the 10th inning. San Diego beat Arizona 2-1. Houston shut out the White Sox 3-0. Boston beat Toronto 12-2. Minnesota beat the LA Angels 3-1. The Yankees won their ninth game in a row at Camden Yards, beating the Baltimore Orioles 10-7. Texas beat Seattle 10-9, and Oakland beat Cleveland 6-4. 7:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows close to 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Jeff Hamilton and Dawes Road, also Schillinger and 98. They're moving in accident down the roadway. Still have heavier traffic now at Mary G. Montgomery near Snow Road and Moffitt Road. But beyond that, no new wrecks in the roadways. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're checking in accident free. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southern Pro Truck Nationals with the Pro Truck, Sportsman, and Pure Stock. Still just $10 at the gate. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:25 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill on the way. Check it with him. Also, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Quinn Hillier will join us. Plus, we'll turn up your voice at 343-0106. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A recent Gulf of Mexico drowning victim has been identified as a 65-year-old visiting from Mississippi. That's according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office in Florida. 65-year-old Richard Montague of Jackson, Mississippi, died after being found unconscious on Saturday around 3:30 p.m. Authorities confirmed Montague and a friend were swimming toward the second sandbar just behind Gulf Shores Drive when the friend says they lost sight of him. Montague was eventually located and Good Samaritans pulled him from the water. He was unresponsive and they performed CPR on him. Mr. Montague was transported to the Destin emergency room, but medical personnel were unable to revive him. No, your eyes are not playing tricks on you. The Atlantic hurricane season is now here thanks to subtropical storm Andrea. Even though the official start of hurricane season is not until June 1st, which is more than 2 weeks away. Late yesterday, the National Hurricane Center said subtropical storm Andrea had formed in the southwest Atlantic. Now, thankfully, she's not expected to be here long nor impact the U.S. As of 5:30 p.m. last night, our time, subtropical storm Andrea was located about 335 miles southwest of Bermuda and was moving north at 14 miles per hour. The Hurricane Center expects the storm to slow down and then turn and remain to the south of Bermuda. Interesting to note, there were seven storms in 2018 that were subtropical at some point in their lifespan. And since 2015, the Atlantic has seen at least one subtropical storm before the official start of hurricane season. So the big question is, will this storm strengthen tonight overnight? And if so, where is it projected to turn? Dr. Bill will have those answers, plus your graduation forecast, coming up in a few short minutes right here on Mobile Mornings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And by the way, thank you to Tim and to others for their support of the 16 gauge discussion here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a story coming up again about Hank Jr. looking for a 16 gauge. He doesn't think it's stolen. It was lost in a move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you miss him there. He's offering a big bounty for the 16. And I understand it as a fan of the shotgun that carries like a 20 and hits like a 12. Mm-hmm. Or may or may not have one or more of those. I think they're pretty cool. And obviously the subculture of 16 gauge advocates alive in the FM Talk 106.5 audience. So thank you for those messages. All right. This story, there's just something going on the web that I think you need to know about. I don't really know why I think you need to know about it, but when I saw it, I said, okay. New conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Out there.
I'm ready. I love new conspiracy theories.
New conspiracy theory. Put this with all the others. Put this in the big stack. This is not 2019. It's actually 1722.
The year.
The year. This year is not 2019. 1722.
Okay.
According to some conspiracy theorists and historians, and I'm putting big air quotes around historians, because they have questionable credentials. Just like I can be ordained online and conduct marriages, somebody could say, I'm a historian. They say it's actually not 2019, but actually might be 1722. So why do they think we're off by 297 years? There are three theories bounce around out there.
Oh.
Some say the period between the 8th and 11th centuries are very poorly documented.
Mm-hmm.
Chronology doesn't add up, and it seems like there's too many inconsistencies for it really to have been 300 years. So they're assuming it wasn't. Number two theory, in the 1500s, the Pope switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. That threw everything off, and they figure we lost 297 years in that process. And the third theory is, they said it's 1722 because documents from the 7th through 10th century seem to be forged. So none of it was real and it didn't happen. So it's not 2019, it's 1722. There you go. By the way, mainstream historians, every one of them I've seen online, rejects this theory. But doesn't mean it won't be growing out there. Flat earthers, beware. It's not only a flat earth, but it's 1722.
And all these people had us believe that legalizing weed everywhere would not leave any ill effects. This is what we get. We lose centuries.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Flags will fly at half staff across Alabama to honor an Auburn police officer killed in the line of duty. Officer William Beekner, a 13-year veteran of the force, was shot to death late Sunday night. His accused killer, 29-year-old Grady Wilkes, is charged with capital murder. Wilkes was arrested after a nine-hour manhunt. He could make his first court appearance today. Two other officers were wounded in that shooting. A crime alert in northwest Florida. Authorities are looking for the gunman who killed a man in Ensley. A man was found shot to death near Cobb Lane and Hope Drive early Monday morning. One witness told News 5 she heard a lot of gunshots while she was sleeping. A man from Fairhope is dead after what appears to be a drug overdose. We know he attended the Hangout Music Festival over the weekend. His wristband from the festival is how authorities were able to identify identify him. And funeral arrangements are set for Locksley Mayor Billy Middleton. Visitation is Thursday night from 6 to 8 at Locksley Church of God. The funeral is Friday morning at 10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pick up price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pick up price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif says his country doesn't want to escalate tensions, but says the U.S. must stop its economic warfare.
The United States is engaging in economic warfare against Iran. It has to stop. Economic war means targeting Iranian people. That has to stop.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan are among those set to provide closed-door briefings to the House and Senate today on relations with Iran. A tornado has reportedly touched down near the Tulsa International Airport. Meteorologist Chad Myers conveys rains have been relentless.
In northern Oklahoma, just north of Oklahoma City in Tulsa, 8 inches of rain in about 4 hours.
In eastern Oklahoma and northwestern Arkansas, numerous tornado watches have been issued, meaning conditions are favorable for twisters. Tornado warnings are in effect for several counties, alerting that tornadoes are occurring. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Morgan Stanley says more tariffs in the U.S.-China trade war could set the global economy up for a recession. The firm's chief economist says if talks stall, no deal is agreed upon, and the U.S. imposes 25% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion of imports from China, the global economy would head towards recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said financial regulators must take seriously potential dangers the rising levels of business debt pose to the U.S. economy, but says some comparisons to last decade's subprime mortgage bubble overstate the risks. In a speech at a conference on financial markets in Florida, Powell joined a growing list of policymakers and other commentators warning about potential excesses in business debt, including former Fed Chair Janet Yellen and officials at the Bank of England and the International Monetary Fund. Crude oil up 34 cents at $63.55 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with
buying
your doctor.
Or selling
brought
a business
to you by
AbbVie.
One-
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another hot one yesterday, and I guess more of that on the way.
Yeah, we're going to get a situation now where we have not only a high pressure at the surface, but high pressure in the upper atmosphere. When that happens, that makes it very difficult for any showers to form, and it also results in some pretty hot temperatures. And we're going to see the mercury continue to climb over the next few days, so that in the, during the weekend, it's going to be in the mid-90s here in Mobile. And we'll see some places in Alabama, particularly southeast Alabama, get up to around 100 degrees. Yikes. Nice. But today will be near 90, be mostly sunny. And then tonight, could see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight around 70. And then tomorrow, it looks like about 90 degrees and mostly sunny. And after that, well, Thursday, around 90 and sunny, low 90s with plenty of sunshine on Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunny skies and afternoon temperatures are going to get into the mid-90s. So we've got some hot weather for the Gulf Coast, and that's going to carry us all the way through the holiday weekend.
All right, and in the Atlantic, there's a subtropical storm, a named storm.
Yeah, first named storm of the season, and this is a very large circulation over the Bahamas, and it's a little different from a regular tropical storm or hurricane. It doesn't have the concentrated core, a warm core that those storms will have a little later in the season, and but a very broad area of gusty winds. This system is going to move north and then northeast away from the U.S. mainland, so it's no threat to the Atlantic seaboard. There we go, only a week or so, a little over a week, and we will get officially into the hurricane season. And, of course, the peak of the season gets on into August, September, early October.
And looks to be a more active than normal season, which means how many storms?
Right now, we're looking at around, say, 13 storms. If that turns out, that'll be slightly above normal. Normal is about 11 or 12 named storms. And over the last 10 years or so, we've had quite a few seasons in which we've had 15 or more storms. So the number of storms does not guarantee that we're not going to get any kind of a storm here on the Gulf Coast. You can have just a few storms, and yet there can be a major one. And I always point to 1992, in which we only had five named storms, and the very first storm of that season was Andrew, which was a Category 5 that hit South Florida and then later on into Louisiana. And that particular year, we remember that because of just that one hurricane, the very first of the season. And it didn't even arrive until late August. It looked like we weren't going to have any named storms, and it was the last week in August when Andrew moved in.
So, yeah, do not get, just because you don't have a storm at the beginning of the season or the middle of the season, doesn't mean much. Beats it just hadn't happened yet, quite possibly.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. 7:38, we'll check headlines with Kelly coming up, and traffic's next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Luckett Robinson and learn about the Overseas Hardwood Company. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Luckett Robinson's father started a hardwood importing business in 1967 out of a legitimate fear that the baby boomers would strip the nation's wood supply to build their homes. Today, the company imports wood from all over the globe to be used in everything from floors to decks to boats to tractor trailer beds. OHC's products can be seen in the Braves' new stadium in Atlanta and in concert halls in Hawaii. The company is growing, and Luckett and his four siblings are running the show. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there at Jeff Hamilton and Dawes Road, upgraded to an accident with injuries as we're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. We look great. Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, 65, starting to see heavier pockets of traffic through Mobile with the school buses traveling. Market in the Park is back in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market. Presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740, 75 degrees now at our studios. Speaking of special events, another trip on top of the USS Alabama tomorrow for Bid Day Mobile there from the Fantail. We've done it once. This will be the second time taking the Mobile Command Unit, which is our van that has our studio in it where we can do our live broadcast, onto the USS Alabama down at Battleship Memorial Park. Love that place. Love the old crew down there. And, yeah, we'll do our show Midday Mobile noon to 1, and then my buddies, Scuttlebutt Boys, Tom and Cal, will join us at 1 to 2 o'clock doing their show from the Fantail.
I'm looking forward to it because I was in this stuffy studio the first time you took the van
out.
Up there.
You're coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm coming out there, and I'm going to help you get up on top of the battleship.
Which is something to see. I posted some videos in the past on that of driving up the gangplank and making that turn and negotiating to get the big van onto the Fantail. It's kind of a white-knuckle, sweaty-brow kind of moment, but it's worth it once you get up there.
Yeah, the view, I'm sure, was worth it, and I'll find out tomorrow. And the pictures you got from on top of the battleship, very cool.
And we're going to do it again tomorrow, so come out and see us. All right, 7:42, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pedestrian killed last weekend in a hit-and-run accident in Clark County has been identified as Eddie Joe Buxton of Thomasville. The 65-year-old on Saturday night was on or near Alabama Highway 69, about 15 miles west of Thomasville. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirmed that the vehicle that hit Mr. Buxton left the scene, and they're asking for anyone who may have information to step forward. The hit-and-run happened around 8 p.m. on Saturday. Call the Alabama State Troopers if you have information, 251-660-2300, as the investigation does continue at this hour. This morning, Alabama State Troopers are also identifying the hit-and-run victim killed last week on I-10. 38-year-old Jason Lee Duggins of Grand Bay was pronounced dead after two different vehicles hit him as he walked along I-10 very close to Tillman's Corner, that's near Exit 15. The investigation continues as to why he may have been walking on the interstate last Thursday morning. And news out of Baldwin County this morning, authorities, they need your help tracking down a teen robbery suspect. 19-year-old Leandre Ward. He is wanted on several robbery charges and is known to frequent the Daphne and Bell Forest areas. Investigators confirm that Ward is wanted on several first-degree robbery indictments. So the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service are searching for Ward. If you have information, call 251-937-0202 or call the U.S. Marshals Service at 251-690-2841. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A father accused of killing his infant daughter will appear before a judge this morning. Corey Parsons is charged with capital murder. The Mobile County Public School System confirms Parsons worked as a substitute teacher prior to his arrest. Authorities say Parsons' three-month-old baby died from blunt force trauma. A 24-year-old is accused of sending threatening letters from prison. The letters were sent to the Social Security office and U.S. Attorney's Office in Pensacola. Noah Stern is serving time for grand theft. He's now facing federal charges as well. A vigil will be held tonight to remember 4-year-old Jean-Paul Leonard. He died 1 week ago today in a fire at his family's home on Myers Road in Pritchard. The vigil begins at 6:30 at High Point Park. Donations for the family will be accepted at the vigil. And funeral arrangements are set for Locksley Mayor Billy Middleton. Visitation is Thursday night from 6 to 8 at Locksley Church of God. The funeral is Friday morning at 10. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
The Golden State Warriors are headed to a fifth straight NBA Finals. Trendon Watford makes his college decision. And Reuben Foster's season ends in the offseason with a leg injury. It's 746 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Golden State had another comeback victory over Portland, with the Warriors defeating the Blazers in overtime, 119-117, and earning a ticket to the NBA Finals for the fifth year in a row.
Lillard gets it. Lillard from the corner for three. Won't go! And that'll do it! The Warriors do it again!
Golden State's the first team to reach five finals in a row since the Boston Celtics went to 10 in a row from 1957 to 1966. Last night, the Warriors completed the 4-0 series sweep by coming back from a double-digit second-half deficit for the third straight game. Three of the Warriors' top six players were out on Monday as Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins continued to recover from leg injuries. And last night, Andre Iguodala sat out with a left calf injury. Two-time MVP Steph Curry finished with a triple-double. He racked up 37 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. Draymond Green also had a triple-double, his second in a row, with 18 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists, including this three-pointer with 40 seconds left in overtime to put the Warriors up by four.
Draymond Green tries a three. It's good! Draymond Green drills the three! And Golden State goes up by four. Timeout Portland.
Now the Warriors have to wait until May the 30th before they hit the court for their next game. That's when Game 1 for the NBA Finals is scheduled. The Warriors will play either Milwaukee or Toronto out of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee currently leads that series 2-1, with Game 4 in Toronto set for tonight at 7:30. In college basketball news, Mountain Brook High School star player Trendon Watford announced his decision to play college ball with LSU next season. The five-star recruit chose the Tigers over Alabama, Indiana, and Memphis. In Watford's senior season, he averaged 24 points, 12 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2 steals, and 2.5 blocks per game, leading Mountain Brook to a third straight Alabama Class 7A state title. In NFL news, new Washington linebacker Reuben Foster will have to wait a while to make his Redskins debut. The former Alabama and San Francisco linebacker suffered a leg injury yesterday during organized team activities, aka OTAs, they call them. Foster was carted off the field with a brace on his knee. NFL Network later reported that Foster did tear his ACL along with additional damage in the knee, likely ending his 2019 season before it even begins. Here's head coach Jay Gruden reacting to the news.
Like I said, we got to get all the tests back, but he's very upset about it. There's not a lot of talk going on. He was pretty hurt.
Washington claimed Foster off of waivers at the end of last season after he was released by the 49ers following a domestic violence arrest in November. The charges against Foster were dropped in January, with the state attorney's office citing a lack of sufficient evidence. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced yesterday that they're releasing longtime Tampa defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. The six-time Pro Bowler wanted a new contract from the team. His deal has 3 years remaining with no money guaranteed. The Buccaneers reportedly tried and failed to trade McCoy before they released him. In 9 seasons with Tampa, McCoy had 54.5 sacks, 296 tackles, 79 of those tackles were for a loss, and 140 quarterback hits. In minor league baseball yesterday, the Mobile Bay Bears fell to Pensacola 4-2, their 7th loss in 10 games. The Bay Bears get tonight off before they begin a 5-game homestand against Biloxi tomorrow night. In the major leagues, Ronald Acuna Jr. hit 2 home runs, and the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1. The New York Mets snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 5-3 win over Washington. Philadelphia beat the Chicago Cubs 5-4 in 10 innings, with catcher JT Realmuto hitting the game-winning homer in the 10th inning. San Diego beat Arizona 2-1. Houston shut out the White Sox 3-0. Boston beat Toronto 12-2. Minnesota beat the LA Angels 3-1. The Yankees won their 9th game in a row at Camden Yards, beating the Baltimore Orioles 10-1. 10 10-7. Texas got the win over Seattle 10-9, and Oakland beat Cleveland 6-4. It's 10 minutes to late now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. And guess what? They're a 2019 finalist for the Best Burger in the Lanyap's Nappy Awards. You can vote now through June the 2nd at votenappies.com, and you can always find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And since you're going to be on the website, votenappies.com, I think five different categories for FM Talk 106.5. We sure appreciate your votes.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Pitson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. New accident at Airport and 65 right on the overpass getting some attention, slowing up traffic. Jeff Hamilton and Dawes Road still there with injuries, waiting for the wreckers to clear that accident. As you've got a good ride downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway, heavier traffic coming in from Fairhope and Daphne along 98. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows close to 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59 I-20 $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
By the way, the 23rd is the end of the public input on that. So if you May 23rd, the end of that. 7:54, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A $6,000 reward being offered right now to locate a missing shotgun. But it's not just any shotgun. It belongs to the grandfather of Hank Williams Jr. The country singer believes that the old Remington 16-gauge shotgun may be here in Alabama, specifically near Coleman. Williams wants to pass it on to his children and future generations, according to a Facebook post. He does not think the gun was stolen, possibly just lost in the move when he moved from Coleman to Paris, Tennessee. That's when he had a cabin on Smith Lake. The legendary singer says, quote, "I believe it's in this area, and I'm willing to give the person who has it $50, $100 bills. No questions asked, no chance of criminal prosecution."
And if the finder would prefer a gun or a guitar, I'm sure that can be arranged with a proper certificate of authenticity. That portion of the letter has been posted on Williams' attorney's Facebook page. If you think you have the information or possibly the gun, send an email to his attorney. That email address, steve@smithandsmithllp.com. The numbers are in this morning, and the University of Alabama posted the second highest enrollment increase over the last 10 years among the country's flagship universities. That's according to Bloomberg, as University of Arkansas came in first with a growth of 63%, and the number of full-time students enrolled there from the year 2007 to 2016. Meantime, Alabama saw 55% growth, with the University of Mississippi coming in third with 51% growth. Analysis attribute low costs as a likely reason for the growth in the various universities. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Wonder which 16 gauge it was. I'm still obsessing. Was it like a 48 or? No, it probably wouldn't have been a 40. Or, they introduced 16 in 1950, I think. So maybe the Sportsman Model 58 or maybe the 870, a pump. I don't know. I'd be
so.
16 gauge, that he just went up in the ranks there. I mean, carries like a 20, hits like a 12.
So Bo Cephas was moving from Coleman to Paris, Tennessee. How many guns do you reckon he moved in that during that move?
I don't know, but him saying, oh, it might have been misplaced. Come on. Yeah, the other stuff might be misplaced, but you keep your guns together. Those wouldn't go in the moving van. They would go in your vehicle, wouldn't
they? Right. But did.
Of course, that'd be the day I'd be pulled over and they'd say, Mr. Sullivan, what exactly is going on here? Yeah. Just moving, man.
What's with this cache of weapons?
Yeah. just moving.
And Hank Jr., you know he's got some weapons.
I would guess, yeah. But it's interesting. That's the gun that's missing, old 16, which I can understand. My heart goes out to him on that. All right, 757. I put this story up on Twitter a second ago. I thought this was interesting. This is when they do those man on the street interview kind of things and switch the ideologies of one party and put it behind another candidate and have people say they support it or don't support it. This is one where, y'all, come on, don't be ignorant here. Survey out says the majority of Americans don't believe Arabic numerals should be taught in school.
Oh, come on.
Really? They probably don't like Ptolemy either, right? It asked 3,624 respondents whether schools should include Arabic numerals as part of the curriculum. But, of course, didn't explain exactly what that meant. And, of course, Arabic numerals were using all the time, the 10 digits.
Yes.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Around the world every day, that's Arabic numerals. Survey found 56% of Americans think Arabic numerals should be banned from schools.
Oh, boy.
Y'all quit being ignorant. We'll be right back.